Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm speaking by telephone with Adam Lamotte. Adam is a violinist and violist and a performer and also the artistic director of the Montana Baroque Music Festival, which runs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this coming week at Quinn's Hot Springs Resort. It's the 13th Montana Baroque Music Festival. Nice to speak with you again, Adam.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, you're coming back to do this wonderful summer event in Montana. There are so many reasons to enjoy Montana, but you're another one of those musicians, and certainly with your colleagues, who have made a routine of coming to vacation and travel and make beautiful music in Montana in the summer. This has become quite the festival with 3 days of fabulous music.
You know, you're exactly right. It's a combination of music making, vacationing, and socializing for us. As musicians, we don't always get to see each other, certainly not on a monthly basis. Some of the musicians I only see in Montana, and so it's really fantastic for all of us to get together, make beautiful music, spend some time on the river, and socializing, and having great food, and enjoying everything that Montana has to offer.
Well, the festival takes place at Quinn's Hot Springs Resort, and there's a pavilion, an outdoor, kind of an indoor-outdoor venue that's been created special for this event, really, certainly housing other events now as well. But it really is a wonderful chance, I think, to hear music in a really unique location, too.
It's incredibly unique. The mountains and the river going by and just the grounds of Quinn's is just a gorgeous place to be. And yes, we have this lovely new pavilion, seats a couple hundred people, and it's sort of an indoor-outdoor kind of thing where it's open-air sides, and so you can come and go as you please. There's seats outside the pavilion, there's seats inside the pavilion, and actually it's done amazing things for our sound, because before we were pretty much what one would hear in the audience was 80% of the sound, simply because of the nature of being outside, was through the speakers, and that's just out of necessity to sort of broadcast our sound, to project it. And only about 20% were hearing the actual acoustic sound. And now all we need, because of this pavilion, the sound projects beautifully within. We just need a tiny bit of reinforcement for those folks sitting outside of the pavilion. But it's just so much more natural, and it's just come such a long way.
We're talking about the Montana Baroque Music Festival. It'll take place this next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 7 p.m. concerts each night. There are passes available for individual nights or even a 3-day festival pass available. The website is montanabaroque.org. I'm talking with Adam Lamotte, who's the artistic director of the festival. Once again, 3 nights of concerts. You're featuring the fabulous Monica Huggett one evening, that first concert on Tuesday. Talk a little bit about each night and how each night has a flavor, has wonderful music, and certainly different musicians featured.
Sure. Well, we have somewhat of a tradition. Monica Huggett is by far the most well-known of us and the co-founder of the Montana Baroque Festival. When 14 years ago, I suppose, at this point. And so we feature her as much as we possibly can. Some years, she comes to me and she says, you know, I'd rather just play to be featured in 2 concerts and have the 3rd night off. And some other times, she's able to stay for the whole thing, and we kind of spread her out in a way over 3 nights. That's the case this year. We have her for all 3 nights, which is fantastic. But the first concert I'm entitling Our Monica, and sort of featuring her virtuosity, and also featuring something quite special this year. She has just finished recording the premiere recording, the first ever recording of Tomasini's violin concerto, Tomasini being Haydn's first violinist, his concertmaster, who was apparently not only a great violinist, but a composer as well. And she has just recorded the first version of these violin concertos out in Esterhazy, where Haydn and Tomasini were. And it's a phenomenal opportunity for us to hear something completely brand new. I've never heard these pieces. She's just got to know them well, and she's bringing one of those concertos for us to hear in Montana. She's also playing a couple of solos, and she'll be featured in a few things with Matthias and his wife, the recorder players and flute players that we have out there. So that's our first offering. That's Tuesday night's concert. We'll mostly feature Monica and her wizardry. The second concert I'm calling Birds, Bells, and the other Lamotte. First of all, the Birds and Bells, But obviously, programmatic music is not just singular to Baroque music. It happened in classical music and Romantic and in every century that we've seen music created. Back in the 1600s and 1700s, a few composers, namely Bieber, who was a violinist composer, and Johann Schmelzer, who was also a great violinist composer, composed things that were imitating birds, imitating bells, imitating all the nature sounds of frogs and hens and chickens and all this kind of stuff. Phenomenally entertaining selections from these composers. So we'll have a few of those. And Joanna Blindolf, who normally we see on the cello, is bringing her viola da gamba, a six-string instrument more suited to the music of 17th and early 18th century French music. She'll be playing a few lovely selections of Marin Marais, who was a virtuoso gambist in his time. So that's another treat that we don't often hear, the viola da gamba, which is quite a special instrument. There's the other Lamotte, which I was surprised and delighted to find that there is a composer with my name spelled exactly the same. He is his family is of French origin, but he was born in the Netherlands and died there at a fairly young age. Within those 3 decades of his life, he composed a few violin concertos. He was also, like the present Lamotte, he was also a violinist composer and apparently a virtuoso violinist. This is later 18th century stuff at the time of Haydn and Tomasini. So we'll hear the premier performance. I'm pretty sure that Montana, as a state, has never heard either Tomasini concerto or this Franz Lamotte violin concerto that I'll be bringing as well. That's our second offering. The last and final concert on Thursday will feature a brass instrument, which we have never had before at the Montana Festival. And I think it's completely appropriate that that brass instrument be the trumpet, which was the royal instrument of the Baroque. Chris Kwapis, who's a wonderful trumpeter in Seattle, she's bringing her trumpet to paradise for us, and we're going to feature her as much as we can, as much as her lips will endure, in some sonatas by Corelli and Bieber as well, who wrote a double sonata for trumpet and violin. We'll feature Monica and Chris at the same time, and she'll do some double concerto with Matthias on recorder. And a few other wonderful things as our final offering featuring the trumpet.
Well, I certainly have heard the Montana Baroque Festival described as one of the true hidden gems in the West. And I would certainly concur. The talent and the music that's put together for these 3 days at such a fabulous venue outdoors at Quinn's Hot Springs Resort, Paradise, Montana, the 13th Montana Baroque Music Festival will be taking place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Each evening, concerts begin at 7 p.m. The full details are on the website at montanabaroque.org. We'll have links on the Montana Public Radio website as well. The number to call for tickets and information, including opportunities to stay or to come to Quinn's Hot Springs, it's 826-3150. I've been speaking today with Adam Lamotte. Adam is the violinist and violist and the artistic director of the Montana Baroque Music Festival. Well, excited to have you back in Montana. Thanks so much for taking time to visit with us.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity.